Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Whole Foods Market creates win-win partnerships with our suppliers, and we'd love to tell their stories. Red Jacket Orchards is a family-owned farm in the Finger Lakes of the Hudson Valley that's grown for decades alongside Whole Foods Market. Their apples, pears, ciders, and juices are some of New York's best and seasonal staples for any kitchen. Come have a taste in one of our six Manhattan locations.
Talking about happy Halloween, Rachel.
There we go.
Oh, good. That was a little Halloween. Matt and Rachel show. We're here, and we're here to say happy Halloween, and that we love you guys, and thanks for listening.
I'm still just disappointed that I don't have a Halloween costume yet.
Oh my God.
We've had 4 days to celebrate Halloween, and I'm still like, what am I going to buy at American Apparel to make this work?
You're going to go shop at American Apparel for your costume?
They have everything in every color.
You can just glue macaroni to your face. That's yeah. A costume.
Did you actually see any of Bedford Avenue before you came here? You came from the other direction.
No.
Bushwick.
It's just going to make me feel bad. I don't have a lot of time. I have to get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow, and I can't rock it out
No, it's all kids. It's all
oh,
kids
good.
Right now.
It's all
They're
kids.
Trick-or-treating in all the shops.
As I was running over here, I got egged. An egg sailed past my head. And my neighbor, not only did she get egged, but her baby stroller got egged. What kind of an evil little bastard would throw an egg at a baby?
Keeping it real in Bushwick.
Was it keeping
Bushwick?
It very real on Knickerbocker Avenue.
What did the lady with the baby do?
She freaked out, and then her husband tore off his hockey mask. He was playing psychopath Jason. And tore off down the street after these kids. So I don't know the end of that story. But
I feel like I witnessed some very, very Williamsburg kids trick-or-treating, because I was in a coffee shop, and the kids, like every business on Bedford Avenue has candy out for the kids. And they were out of the candy already at the coffee shop after like 2.5 seconds. And this one group of kids came in, and the guys were like, "We're out of candy." And the kid was like, "You could put a sign on the door."
Oh, little bastard. That is sickening. We've got a caller who'd like to maybe call in, so they are welcome to join us on the airwaves.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm Matt Thames.
Hey, what a surprise!
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Zealand.
And yes!
It's like Halloween was 6 days ago there, right?
Yeah, that was last week.
It was last week.
Dude, I can't believe you called. You are so dependable. And we love you.
Can you tell us how you guys know each other?
Oh, can I start?
Oh, man.
Well, okay. I don't know him, so I have nothing to add
to
the conversation.
Okay, well, then I knew this guy from about 8 million years ago when I lived in Prague, and he lived out in Prague, and he had a radio show of his own on Radio Jedna. Dude, what were you spinning on Radio Jedna? Say again?
Yeah, Dvadasat Jedna Davia, 91.9.
Here's the other thing that he does. He's breakdance.com. That's his whole deal. And he had me help him shoot some videos over the couple years in Brooklyn and then in Miami. And we were going across the country shooting breakdancing videos. He was the number one breakdance seller on... Sorry.
A video seller? How do you find the people in the first place? You just have to follow the scene.
It was about 12 years ago, and I went over to McCarran Park, which was not a cool place to be at that time, especially around 2 o'clock
in the
morning.
There wasn't a single condo.
No, there was no condos. It was just a one light and then these kids out on cardboard spinning around. And I was like, take me to your leader. And that's pretty much what I said.
Matt, you're just being modest again. Matt Sims, he brought his head spin hat and his own little bit of cardboard.
Yeah,
I just
like spinned quietly in the corner until they noticed.
Until they made enough fun of you.
Dude, can you break dance?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Me too.
Oh,
that's why
I'm
we're in charge
right
of breakdance.com. Actually,
Jesus.
Wisely,
I look it up.
Wisely, he changed the name from breakdance.com to
Breakdance.org?
B-boy.org.
B-boy.org in the house.
Yeah, B-boy.org in the house.
But, so that's me.
Dude, it's more you have apps. We're going to talk about this later.
Wait, what
do
apps
do? You have so much
do?
Stuff going on. He makes apps.
But
he's
what
the
do they
king
do?
Of breakdancing
what
online.
Do?
And no, don't tell him yet, dude. Please. We got to save all this because we've got tons of trivia. Basically, this is a game show, homeboy, and listeners are poised just sitting near their wirelesses and they're dying to know about quick congratulations to you, Tane.
Yeah.
All Blacks.
Haven't
won a game, haven't won a World Cup since 1987, and suddenly, in this last minute.
That's an appropriate name for Halloween.
New Zealand is the place to be right now. Everyone's freaking out. I'd rather be there freaking out with New Zealanders than here worrying about my costume.
Well, I was actually just reading about Halloween, because I was trying to think of some trivia questions about Halloween customs in New Zealand, and it seems like it's kind of new that people even do anything there.
In New Zealand? Well, dude, you don't do Halloween.
Yeah. But the problem with New Zealand is we don't have the orange pumpkins.
Oh, what do you
We've got our own kind of pumpkins down here that are sort of off-white.
Those are better for eating, I think.
Yeah. I think it might be the wrong time of year for the pumpkins.
Oh, you're right. It would totally be the opposite. It'd be like 6 months from now.
Halloween sounds basically fucked in New Zealand.
But because there's no pumpkins?
Yeah, do the kids go out for candy?
The lack of orange pumpkins, yeah.
And the lack of a tradition.
I wonder when orange pumpkins, because here most of the good eating pumpkins are actually light in color too. I wonder when the orange ones came about. They're called cheese pumpkins, probably for good reason.
The big ones are called cheese pumpkins.
No. The good eating ones are called cheese pumpkins.
I thought those were called sugar pumpkins.
Well, they're two different. Well, their cheese pumpkin is lighter in color. It looks more like cheese.
Tane, you know what you have to realize about this show is that I don't know shit about food and that Rachel knows everything about food.
No, I just pretend to. I just ask a lot of questions. I just wonder aloud.
As luck would have it, Tane knows about food too.
Sweet.
No, I mean, we're going to drill you with questions about New Zealand. We're going to drill you with questions about food. And we're going to play What Am I Cooking?
Wait, I still want to just geek out on basic New Zealand. It's spring. It's spring?
It's spring out in New Zealand now?
It's spring and it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Halloween.
Tomorrow. It's the future. We're calling the future.
So that's what's interesting. So it's interesting to celebrate these holidays that we so associate with certain foods and times of year and seasons, and they're celebrating it in this. It's like trees are blooming.
They're
so
gormless down there. They don't know anything.
It's like you got to be eating like peeps. That's what you get
they're eating each other.
Yes, right.
It's like a Maori tradition. Am I wrong?
Really?
Yeah, I can't talk about that, Matt.
Oh, because it's not even true. Well, I didn't think it was true. That's not entirely true. There was a ceremonial fork that I saw on display at the Field Museum of Natural History.
It could just be for tickling.
It was for maybe tasting.
For tasting what particular type of meat?
A warrior that you killed in battle.
Would it be raw? He'd just be steaming there on the ground?
Yeah.
That'd be really hard. It'd be kind of hard to take a bite with just a fork. Ugh.
Well, it's a huge fork.
Oh, that still doesn't...
Oh, even better than that, there was a Maori paddle with a little hook on the end of it. And you'd crush the person with the paddle. But more than that, the little hook meant you could pierce their temple and jerk them forward before you crushed their
heads. So they could look into your eyes and know who killed them?
Maybe,
Wait, where did you see these things?
Tani, are you going to back me up on this or just completely get out of this conversation?
No. Yeah, I'll back you up. I'm amazed at your detailed knowledge. I have a trivia. Do I have to answer questions? Because I have a trivia question that you could ask the listeners.
Oh, you go for it. Go for it. People can call in, I suppose. But
or we could try and answer.
So this is food and Maori related and involves, without giving anything away, cannibalism.
Okay, hit me. Hit it. Hit us.
All right. What was the Maori word for the white settlers, the Pākehā? That's not the answer. What was the Maori word for the white settlers in New Zealand? What did they call them? Not just one word.
I'm gonna say
two words.
It's two words, and
is
this an English translation?
An English translation.
Oh, it is. White softies. Pink filth.
No, that's the name for a punk rock band.
Pink Felt?
Wait, what was the actual question again?
What did they call the White Settlers? What did the Maoris call the White Settlers? It must have been disparaging. And obviously I don't know this. And this is such New Zealand triv.
I'll write it down and the listeners might have some
ideas.
It's
food related. Do they call it dinner?
You are calling on the one line that we can use for listeners to call in. So you might as well just...
Nice cover, Matt.
It's true. Hibbs, tell us, please.
Shall I just tell you?
Yeah. Go for it.
All right.
I'm still voting for dinner.
Long pig.
Oh.
Yeah, and they enjoyed eating pigs.
Oh, well, yeah. Pigs are delicious. But they had pink pigs out there in New Zealand?
What time?
I thought they were eating boars out there, and the boars were black.
What time period was this? Like, was this 1800s, 1700s?
Yeah, 1840s. 18.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Oh, the pictures of the Maoris back when they were actually carving the designs into their face are beautiful.
Wouldn't the pigs have been brought by like Spanish and Latin settlers or explorers?
Look,
are they native? Yeah.
No, Captain Cook
brought the pigs.
Oh, Captain Cook brought them. He was responsible.
Yeah.
Because that's how pigs ended up everywhere. Is it like Spanish explorers would just like leave a couple of pigs and then come back a few years later and then there'd be food everywhere.
Oh man, Captain Cook was
that's
the
a
long
very
pig
bastardized
number one. Hey, listen, we're
long
going to break
pig
by
number one.
When we're coming back from break and we're going to hit you with some serious trivia. Are you ready, dude?
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
You are.
That's what I think. I think just however I feel.
There's a time for living. The time keeps on flying. Think you're loving, baby, and all you're doing is crying. Can you feel? The feeling's real. Look at your game, girl. Look at your game, girl. Delusion, living in that confusion, frustration and doubt. Can you ever live without game? The sad, sad game, mad game, just to say you love.
Man, I love that song.
That is some easy listening. Jack in the Booth totally agrees. Tane, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Hey, man, do you happen to know who that was singing? What's the name of that song, Jack?
Look at Your Game, Girl.
Look at Your Game, Girl. That's your first trivia question right there.
No.
No clues? The smooth and silky voice of Charles Manson.
Did he only produce one album?
He produced a bunch of songs.
I don't think much of it's been released, though.
I had one when I was in high school, and it had this song called Garbage, either Truck or Dump. I can't remember, but that's the one song I remember from that album.
He has all sorts of songs about, like, Don't Look Over Your Shoulder, Pig.
Isn't it, like, popular mythology that that's why he killed all those people because he was a frustrated musician?
Well, half his songs devolve into rage and blabber, but then half the songs are so good, like that song just then.
Damn good music.
Good music, and you can understand why he was a frustrated musician. He puts out good music like this, and the record industry snubs him.
Right.
So I'd kill about a billion people after that, or lead others
to. If only
too.
There were SoundCloud back then.
What?
If only there were SoundCloud back then.
What, Tane?
None of those people would have died.
He doesn't sound how you'd think he would sound.
No, he sounds like he's got his act together and he's ready to play some beautiful tunes and romance some women. He did romance a lot of women. He was a good-looking guy.
I have to admit that I had like one of those weird, perverse crushes on him when I was in junior high school and high school.
That was pre-swastika in the forehead. Very recently that he carved that in.
He did that in prison?
Yeah, he did that in prison. Mm. And it was his idea. He did it himself. It wasn't like laid on him.
Right.
I got another question, and you guys can both answer this. But Tane, I don't even know if you have Tabasco out in New Zealand. Do you, dude?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name the ingredients in Tabasco sauce.
All of them?
All of them.
Okay, I'm not even going to look this up on Google.
Don't even look this up on Google. How do I know? You're okay. In New Zealand. You got
okay,
anything?
That's a buzzer.
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, Chili's.
Okay, that's one.
Where am I going?
Yeah, you're going good.
Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, no, just let me think.
Yeah. No, we'll give you all the time in the world. Tabasco sauce is made in Louisiana.
Yes. I've been there a million times since my parents grew up, like an hour away.
God, you're the real deal. I got a Southern girl for a partner. For a radio partner.
Okay, Chili's, salt.
Yeah.
Vinegar.
Oh!
Damn!
Do you swear?
Did you know?
Do you swear to God? Did you run off?
Salt is hard.
I'm calling bullshit.
I'm calling bullshit. I think he toddled off to his kitchen. Didn't you?
Do people toddle in New Zealand?
Huh?
Do they toddle in New Zealand?
They toddle off. My mother's English. She says that all the time.
Yeah. Hey, wait, I'm toddling. Do I have to toddle off now?
No, you don't. We got a couple more questions, dude. You got to humor us, please.
Yeah.
This is a question you might not know the answer to, but you did spend a lot of... You have spent a lot of time on the internet just trolling around for news, and this happened
now,
on
first
September.
First toddling, now trolling?
Isn't that what you call, like, running around on the internet?
Yes.
I don't know. On September 22nd, 2011, what culinary tradition was officially discontinued in the state of Texas? This is actually was international news when it happened because it was so huge.
I have no idea.
Oh, you know.
No, I don't.
Hey, Jack, do you know? Jack in the booth?
I have no idea.
That was this year, like two months ago?
Yep, on September 22nd, 2011, what culinary tradition was officially discontinued in the state of Texas?
Discontinued or banned? Just discontinued?
Banned is a good word.
Banned? Damn, okay.
Banned?
Some animal?
Yeah. Banned is a good
Bear.
Word. Banned is probably a better word. Okay, it sounds like from this dead air that nobody knows.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know this?
Oh,
I read
the papers.
But you were also there then.
No. This was national news. Basically, a white supremacist who had done some horrible things.
This is not going where I think it's going, is it?
He was getting the death penalty for doing these things. The worst guy ever. Cool. But what he does is his last act is to order this last meal, and he orders everything. Right. I mean, just incredible. You know, the meat lover's pizza and this ridiculous cheeseburger, three of them, and then blah, blah, blah. And he orders everything. And then it all comes to him steaming on a platter, and he says, "I'm not hungry." And they're like, "Oh, I thought we were going to feed you before we killed you." They're so disappointed that the senator actually wrote and caused a huge hubbub in state government, and they banned the last meal.
What?
For death row inmates. In Texas, you cannot eat a last meal before you get killed. Or
you can't request anything special.
No, you cannot eat a last meal. Like, you know, it's a huge tradition. Anywhere with
the
death penalty.
So the day you're going to die, you can't eat?
Oh, you could probably eat, but it's not this special thing. It's probably the same gruel everybody else has.
Gruel.
But typically, it was like this thing. You couldn't order like bibimbap or some wonderful amazing thing that they serve elsewhere.
It's
a 3-mile radius of the prison, I believe. It's only like a radius in.
Oh, you had to be able to before you had to be able to order something that they could
actually physically run and get
in a 3-mile radius.
Maybe 10, but regardless,
oh my God, these prisons are in the middle of nowhere.
I'm sure it was all over the place.
It's like whatever you can buy at the Walmart super grocery store down like 2 miles away, which is a lot.
And honestly, there's a real tradition of like what people order. Some people say nothing. Other people order amazing dishes. Some people have little concoctions that they've always had in mind, and it was kind of a cool little tradition before they kill you.
I wish it was kind of like they couldn't kill you till they gave it to you. So
ooh,
you're like,
that'd
I want
nice.
My dead great grandmother.
Wait, so this guy that ruined it for everybody, he's dead now?
He's dead now. Yeah, he deserved it in a big way. Yikes. If you believe in the death penalty, I personally don't, but he was a bad guy.
Me neither.
Matt Timms, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
So if he had eaten it, it would have been okay. It was the not eating that
it was
caused the offense.
Yeah, exactly.
He just
and basically,
pissed people off. That's all.
He pissed people off. But what he pissed off this arch Republican congressman who decided that he was going to make it his issue to stand on that this was unnecessary treatment.
The death penalty is already a pretty big issue in Texas.
And that's what Amnesty International said. Why are we even talking about this? I mean, We should be talking about the fact that we're killing a human being, and everyone cares about his fucking meal. Ugh, it's annoying on a lot of different levels. Yeah.
Was the feeling that he had really only ordered this thing just to, and then he was never going to eat it, and he just ordered it to like piss everyone off.
Yeah, he was being a bastard.
I think you're talking about high testosterone for these people. You know, like the senator was probably just pissed.
Oh yeah, he's pissed. He's like, he wants to kill him twice now.
Yeah.
Anyways, he did get his way. The guy died, but not before he got one last little dig in. One last little fuck you.
Wait, I want to ask the lame Kiwi question.
Yeah, do it.
What was the original... what was a Kiwi called before it was a Kiwi?
Oh, man. You know what? I should know this.
Ooh, I hope you do.
The fruit or the bird?
Oh, the fruit. The bird... What was if the bird had another name? It'd be really hilarious.
Oh, man.
It would be hilarious if it was the same name. The fruit.
Don't ask me these easy questions.
Oh, wait,
I'll tell you something. The Chinese gooseberry, but it's not from China.
That's it.
That's an easy question to a kiwi.
There's probably a lot of other names for it.
Questions about kiwi fruit.
I just love that. I love that. I just love when we decided that a tomato was a vegetable rather than a fruit, and you rename an entire
avocado.
Fruit.
Yeah. The avocado is a fruit.
You rename this thing that people have eaten for centuries so that it'll sell better to Americans.
Well, it's seeds, isn't that the big thing about fruit?
Seeds?
Mm,
I thought they were ovaries.
Critical.
The fruit was like an edible ovary.
Is that true?
I think so.
Oh, my guest is so smart. No. I mean, my partner, Rachel. I don't call you a partner. I call you a
co-host.
Right. Co-host.
I think I'm comedic support. Yes.
Hey, we're going to break in a second. In fact, we're going to break nowish. But when we come back, I think we should totally be playing What Am I Cooking?
Devils. We evoke.
Thirst, suffer till you burst. Cry, cry, cry. Fire, burn your eye. Try, try, try. Crush beneath the sky. Die, die, die. Knowing just as I.
Oh, wow. We were just rocking out to the music of Coven. Coven? Coven. Oh, man. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Hey, Tane.
I thought that was Charles Manson again.
No, dude. We played different spooky tunes for Halloween, and that was Coven. I'm going to pronounce it Coven and be right on this one. And
Coven is the name of the horror movie from American Movie that they were making.
Right, exactly. And there was that distinction there, and it sounds cooler if you say Coven. And he's right.
So last time Matt and I listened to Coven, we were grinding our own meat.
Yeah.
And collecting the blood in a plastic tub and then making venison ragu with an animal that...
Actually, yeah, Tane,
Matt killed last
did you
weekend.
Even know that I killed an animal a couple last week?
No.
Well, I did. And I made ragu. Last year, I killed a deer, and we made sausages, ravioli, any number of dishes. Oh, hamburgers, obviously. And if you got any recipes, you should send them in, listeners, because I am curious to find more venison recipes, more interesting ways to transform
venison.
What
is that super... It's so lean. It's like, what is it actually... Like, what is this best application?
It's hard to play with because there's zero fat on it. What would you do to take care of the fat situation or the lack of fat, Tane?
I'd put more fat in.
That's a good idea. You do that when you made the burgers, right? You added pork fat?
Yeah,
or
pork
beef fat.
Yeah. Pork fat. And I guess there's a lot of other things you can do. And
kill a lazy deer.
Oh, yeah. Man. They're not lazy. They run.
Find one that's sitting under a tree.
Just hanging out, being a jerk.
Just kicking back.
Yeah, that's the one you want. I don't really see any fat, though. I had to field dress it myself, and there's nothing more... crazy than field dressing a huge animal.
It's all, there's no layer of fat at all, nothing.
There's no fat. They really spend most of their time walking around, which is a lesson to us all.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm getting pudgy.
Me too. So what we need to do is start collecting acorns in the forest.
Ugh, is that what those two deers eat? Just hanging out in the forest. Yeah. Hey, yo, Tane, can I ask you this?
Yep.
What am I cooking? Here we go.
Okay.
Does he know what you're doing now? Do you know what's happening?
I'm going to give you a recipe. And you're going to tell me what am I cooking and what am I making in this case. 2 ounces of bourbon whiskey, 2 dashes of Angostura bitters, a splash of water, 1 teaspoon of sugar, a maraschino cherry, and if you like, a nice little wedge of orange, if you like. What do you think that
is? Christmas cake?
No, dude, this is a drink. Is there a drink called the Christmas cake?
Oh, okay. I thought it was
probably
food.
Should be.
Oh, well, you heard what I said. It was all liquids. Oh, worst guest ever.
No, wait, I thought...
I'll do it one more time. 2 ounces of bourbon, dashes of Angostura bitters, splash of water, teaspoon of sugar, maraschino cherry, and an orange wedge. You mix the sugar, the water, and the Angostura bitters in an old-fashioned...
I'd always made this drink with a sugar cube.
Did you just give it away?
I just gave it away.
Did someone say old-fashioned?
Yeah, it's an old-fashioned. Nice. Whatever, you didn't get it. You should have gotten it ages ago.
I've always seen recipes with sugar cubes, which would give it away to me instantly.
Well, yeah, this is a teaspoon of sugar in this particular recipe. You wouldn't have. Do you even drink old fashions?
Do you?
I don't. I drink Manhattans.
Manhattans. Oh,
they're delicious.
It's pretty similar to an old fashioned.
We should have one after the show. Yeah. Hey, I've got another one for you, Tane. You ready?
Oh man,
hit me.
Just a minute. Yeah.
Eggplant. 1 eggplant. 1/4 cup of lemon juice. 1/4 cup of tahini, 2 tablespoons sesame seeds.
I'm going to stop already.
Do it.
Hummus. Right.
No, for God's sakes, man.
Close.
2 cloves of garlic.
Just look to the left on the counter.
On
the
falafel. Counter.
The falafel.
God, that was a softball for anyone. Cool. Baba ganoush, homeboy. Baba ganoush.
Yeah.
All right, last one, and then
which
we really
one of those two things means eggplant?
Then I have to go.
Baba or ganoush?
No. You'll be a couple more minutes.
Or both.
Here we go. Two cups of
Baba ganoush was that guy on Star Wars.
So far off.
Oh my God, we should totally make a mezze platter Star Wars where each character is actually the name of like some kind of Middle Eastern dip.
A mezze?
A mezze. Because you know, like all those things together are called a mezze.
Oh,
we should make a Star Wars where every character is actually.
Good idea.
Yeah.
At our Christmas party.
Who would, what's the name of the gigantic bear creature? What is this name?
It's a Yeti.
No, Yeti too. Oh, Imperial.
No, I know the one you're talking about. The one they hit.
The first one.
That kidnapped Luke.
No, he didn't. He was, what's his name's partner? Han Solo's partner.
Chewbacca. Oh,
Chewbacca. See, Chewbacca could be falafel, right?
Anyways, here we go. 2 cups water. 1 cup white sugar, 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar, 3 buttery round crackers, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and 1 recipe pastry for a 9-inch single crust pie. And then you take the 1 cup of crushed buttery round crackers, 1/2 cup of the brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of the ground cinnamon, 1/3 cup of butter melted. And basically, you preheat the oven to 425 in a saucepan. You combine the water, the sugar, and cream and bring it to a boil. You drop in the whole crackers and boil it for 5 minutes. Pour the mixture into the pie shell. Sprinkle with cinnamon and lemon juice. And you mix it all together. The crushed crackers, brown sugar, cinnamon, butter. Are you listening?
I'm actually makes me really hungry.
You sprinkle over the pie filling. And you bake for 15 minutes and reduce the heat to 375 at this point, and you continue to bake for 15 to 20 minutes longer, and you serve it warm.
I think if you don't have it by this point.
If you don't have it by this time.
Oh, I thought you wanted to keep going.
No, that's it. But keep in mind that we've added some very basic, stupid ingredients to this pie. So what have we just made, Tane?
Because we have the centigrade system over here.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. He'd never get this one.
Well, no.
Don't you think the Jabba the Hutt kind of looks like Baba Ganoush?
Here, he's not going to know this. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'll ask you.
It's called mock apple pie. Have you ever heard of it?
I was going to say pecan pie.
Well, there are no pecans. I never mentioned the word pecan,
pecan?
So no. But, you know, we don't have a lot of time left, and the only thing we should do is talk to you real quickly about breakdance.com and any apps
what
you've
about,
got going on.
The search engine from MC Hammer?
What?
Yeah, I heard about this.
I don't even know. What? I'd explain.
Please explain. This is a big deal. I know about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer, who you may remember from such hits as You Can't Touch This.
Right.
Right.
In the 80s. I don't know how old you are there, Rachel, there.
We're old enough. Definitely. We know he is.
I think I even owned Hammer Pants.
Did you?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I don't know if you can put any sound through the from your system, but yeah. So MC Hammer is now getting into the more into the online
Jack in the
arena.
Box.
Yeah,
it's a booth, but yes,
Jack in the booth.
And he started his. He wants to take on Google with a new search engine that he's written.
Yeah, he's literally is approaching the tech world with his own search engine. And I don't even know why or who he thinks he's... What's the... How is his better than anyone else's, by the way?
He said... All he said was, you better watch out, Google, because Hammer's coming after you.
Oh, Christ. That came at the end of his little sermon.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but he said that he could basically... He was going to refine your searches so that when you wanted to, something like a washing machine, he would tell you about all the washing machines locally and according to your... preferences that it already knew and Hammer
but
knows
can't
anything.
Google that do that too if you actually wanted it to?
I think so. I didn't see anything special about any of this except that Hammer was talking and I was listening half-assedly.
I kind of think I would pay more for a search engine that talked back to me like MC Hammer.
Listen
all
to this.
All the results came back as if it were him.
You have to visit Tani's website. What's it called?
Well, this is... I've got the URL here for MC Hammer's new search engine.
Yeah?
And it's www... dot you the new the character you
yeah
right
can't
search this.com right
you can't search this.com
is this some elaborate practical joke to have both of us type
no
at the same time?
No, it's true. It's true. This is a thing that is real and you can't search this. However,
yeah, you
I think someone's having fun at poor Hammer's expense, because this is not what he had in mind. He's got a real search engine. This is clearly a Google rip.
Oh,
and it's Tane in charge of said Google rip, FYI.
So I just searched for mock apple pie, and you can't search this. And there's the first recipe that came up is from Kraft. No one will guess that the filling of this amazing pie is made with buttery crackers instead of apples. That's really what mock apple pie is made out of Ritz crackers instead of apples?
Yeah, no,
have you ever had one?
I have, and when I was a little kid. Ritz crackers is kind of a marketing scam because graham crackers is how it's done.
Wait, so it's not apples, I've never had one. I'm sorry, I'm totally...
I think that's... You know, the worst part is that we have to leave right now because we're going to be leaving so many questions unanswered, and we'd love to know more about breakdance.com, bboy.org.
Right.
Mock apple pie.
I'm just curious, who are these poor, struggling families that can afford graham crackers but not apples? What's
it's
up with that?
Pathetic is what it is. It's like.
I'm pretty sure apples are cheaper than graham crackers.
Exactly.
Like, where you go.
Why would you need to make a mock
apple
pie?
That's a really good point. I don't know. Ketchup soup in Mississippi. Have you ever heard of that? There were ads for it. They were warning people not to eat ketchup soup in Mississippi when I was driving through.
Why?
Because it was like not giving kids proper nutrition, but these poor families were just adding water to packets of ketchup.
Oh man.
And this is happening in America. Oh, so sad.
Hey, Matt, sorry, my wife's locked outside, so I have to go.
Oh,
that's the best ending to our show ever.
Cheers.
Happy Halloween.
Happy New Zealand. Happy Halloween.
for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.